Good morning, Church. Today I want to share with you about the commitment of Jesus Christ, which were prophesied in the book of Isaiah and others in the Old, and they were fulfilled during the days of Jesus Christ when he started his ministry. He used to mention that this scripture has been fulfilled today. So when we read where we had his reading in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 21, there are a few things which I would like to follow there. In verse 18, we understand that Jesus Christ was anointed to proclaim good news to the poor. That is what he read, actually. Because after the reading of the scroll which he was asked to read in the synagogue, he told them that this scripture has been fulfilled to you today. So it was a fulfillment of what he read, Jesus Christ. So verse 18 says that he was anointed to proclaim good news to the poor. Because he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. Of which he did. One other thing which the scripture mentioned as he read it, said, he was sent to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, meaning all those who were in bondage of sin, in bondage of problems, sicknesses, and other things. He came to proclaim freedom to them. Remember, one verse says that when Jesus Christ frees you, you shall be free indeed. Which means that the freedom which he gives is the true freedom. I've seen people being freed from prison, some of them because of the strength of their lawyers. Even if they are guilty, you find that they are freed. Sometimes some people are imprisoned for ages for what they never did because they are beaten by the points of the solicitors. Today, Jesus says that he was sent to proclaim freedom to the prisoners. Prisoners are not only those in jail. Prisoners are those who are entangled by sin which they can't remove it from themselves. They need Jesus Christ to save them from this. It is up to them to accept Jesus Christ, receive him into their lives so that Christ will do the work of salvation in them. One other thing which Jesus Christ read on the fulfillment of that day, it was he was sent for the recovering of sight to the blind. It might be a physical blindness, but you find that there is a spiritual blindness as well when people don't know what to worship or who to worship. That's why many people are worshiping idols today. Jesus Christ came to help them with the recovery of sight so that they can see. I don't know whether the people you live with can see. Do you see properly? Or you have a spiritual optical illusion, which is an obstacle in your life so that you cannot see Jesus Christ properly? Jesus Christ came for that reason. One other thing which he came for was to set the oppressed free. I've already mentioned that he came to proclaim freedom to the prisoners. But also here, the same verse says, he came to set the oppressed free. Are you free? Are you oppressed? Or if you've been oppressed and now you feel free because you accepted Jesus Christ, that's exactly what I'm talking about to you this morning. One other thing which he came for was to proclaim the year of the Lord, the year of the Lord's favor. The year of the Lord's favor is when the Lord starts to pour out the gospel of the heavenly kingdom, when the Lord starts to work within the communities, when people saw him raising the dead, when people saw him healing the blind, when people saw him calming the storms, when people saw him doing many miracles which are written and are not written in the Bible, in this book today. That is Jesus, my brothers and sisters, I am talking about today. After having read this scripture, this scroll, which was written in the days of Isaiah, and it was Isaiah's prophecy that this was going to happen. Reading this in the synagogue, he says that today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. You've heard the fulfillment of this scripture because he was the same person who was standing there. My Bible says that they were amazed. Everybody looked at him with amazement. But he reminded them that this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing today. Remember, in Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus Christ made this invitation. Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He was speaking about any type of rest in your humanity. There are so many things which are making you to be tired every day. It might be starvation. It might be various kinds of sicknesses. It might be hatred. It might be so many things that are limiting your body to be free. So many things that are limiting your heart and soul to be free. Many people have got lovely bodies, but they are prisoners in their spirits, in their soul, in their heart. This is what Jesus Christ came to deal with. If he hasn't dealt with it in your life, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ today. I am reminding you, my brother, remember, Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus Christ wants to give you rest. Some years back, when I was a teenager, I saw somebody getting into the bus. She had a luggage. The luggage was about 25 kg. She carried it on her shoulders. And she sat on the seat, but she carried the thing, even if she sat on the seat. The conductor said, can you put your package down? She said, no, I'm okay. I can't pay for this. Until the conductor had to help her take off that luggage and put it there. And it was 25 kgs weighing. She wanted to carry this for the entire journey. There are so many people who are carrying burdens themselves today, but they think they are bound for heaven. They haven't invited Jesus Christ to take off this heavy load which is upon them, so that they are free to be children of God. How long are you going to carry this? The stress you have, the depression you have, the hate you have, the sins you have. How long are you going to carry this? Jesus Christ says, come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I want to invite you today to come to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will give you rest, brothers and sisters. Another prophecy which was prophesied was about Jesus Christ carrying our sins. Since I am talking about his commitment, if you go to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, I think it's 53, the book of Isaiah 53, from verses 4 or 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Brothers and sisters, this verse is touching me. That's why I repeat it. Have you read this one? Once you read this one and you totally give yourself to Jesus Christ, you will feel free today. If you go to verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Oh, this book is so painful. If you read it properly, the book of Isaiah, mind you, these were prophecies, the visions which Isaiah saw. But these same visions came to be fulfilled there. Listen, Jesus Christ says, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is a special offer to those people who are suffering, to those people who are smitten, to those people who are stricken, to those people who are starving. What you mention, name them. So Jesus Christ is here, my brothers and sisters. He is inviting us to really take off what we are carrying and follow him, to really give him whatever we have and is giving us problems, to deal with it for us. This is Jesus Christ I'm introducing to you today. As he introduced himself in that synagogue where he read that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's what he said. Then he mentioned what I spoke about before. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why the Spirit of the Lord? Since we thought he was born a king, the Spirit of the Lord, because he was born human, a human being like myself, needs a Spirit of the Lord so that I can really do what the Lord wants me to do. We need to seek the Lord's will. So Jesus Christ, without the Spirit, he didn't do anything until when he said, the Spirit of the Lord is now upon me. This is a fulfillment of the prophecy today, as you can hear. That's what he told them. Otherwise, they were amazed. They were in surprise what he was talking about. Peter telling his audience, he says that in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, cast all your anxieties, cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Indeed, he cares. That's the reason why he came. Came to save us. Came to free us. Came to rescue us. Came to give us a remedy of his blood so that we can be called the children of God, so that we can qualify for heaven. My brothers and sisters, I'm not going any further, but only to remind you that Jesus Christ has carried all your burdens, carried all your sins, carried all your stresses, carried everything. Because if Jesus Christ hasn't done his work, it means that you are still guilty. You need repentance, but you need somebody, a savior. The savior is only Jesus Christ, none other Jesus than Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, I want to invite you today that you consider Jesus Christ and see how committed he was. From the Old Testament, it is painted about these results which happened in the New. The prophets were struggling about seeing these things happening many hundreds of years before. Then it was fulfilled when Jesus Christ came in body as a human being. But he told the people that he was a human being because he said, now the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. We need the Spirit of the Lord to upon us so that we can preach the gospel of God. We need the Spirit of the Lord to be upon us so that we can be witnesses. A few days ago, I read you Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You will be my witnesses when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Then you will start here in Judea, Jerusalem, up to the uttermost parts of the world. Have you done the evangelism or soul winning wherever you are since you were saved? If not, you need the Spirit. You can't do it without the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ didn't do it without the Spirit upon him. He declared that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me now, fulfilled this day through this prophecy. I tell you that you need the Spirit of the Lord so that you be a soul winner, so that you'll be an evangelist, so that you can have a passion for soul, so that you can work as a Christian following his footsteps. Brothers and sisters, I wish you the best. I wish you to be good workers of Christ. I wish you to have a passion for souls every day. I wish you to pray for people to come to the Lord. May God bless you today as you work for him. In Jesus' name, amen.